game is over. Donegal are Division 1 league champions for just the second time in their history, and they have taken a comfortable one here against Kerry today, winning through 320 to 210 was the final score. That's 29 plays 16, a massive 13.1 for Jim McGuinness over Jack O'Connor. And listen, you have to take on what's in front of you, Brendan. Donegal done their job superbly today against the All-Ireland champions, and very much deserving of taking this league title. And they could have won a bit more, so they could have.
Yeah, they could have. And listen, the two teams was out there, both teams was missing players. Big question was, could Donegal stop the Kerry attack? Yes, definitely, because Kerry, up in the last few moments, had such a little scoreline racked up. Donegal controlled the game. We were hammered at midfield. Could we control midfield? Yes, we definitely could, of course, with the brilliance of McGee and Hugh McFadden out there, along with Langan, Murphy even dropping out at times. We completely bossed midfield, particularly in that first half where we set it up. Going 9 points up. The three goals in a row were top class. We cut Kerry up all over the pitch. Could we hit 2-pointers? Yes, we could. So we basically answered every question that was hanging over us from the All-Ireland final. I'm sure people might say, oh, it's a league final. It won't matter as much. It's still in your mind now. Donegal know that all them things that we're questioning about from the final, they've all put to bed, and they've absolutely taken Kerry apart. And this isn't like a first game of the season or something where Kerry aren't moving up the gears. We've seen some brilliant performance from Kerry in this league, particularly in the last couple of games. And certainly Kerry people at half time were saying, you know, down in Kerry there was talk of this as one of the best squads ever. So, you know, they thought they were able to cope with these players missing. But, you know, some of the players out there today, I've seen so much talk about Sean O'Sullivan being back in this game and the part he could play in this. You know, Sean O'Shea, when he did that last day against us, it looked like I've never seen Sean O'Shea as poor. Clifford wasn't really in it that much. And then on the back of that, even Joe O'Connor, you know, the game that he had in the engine room, there just was no intensity. So Donegal got the ball, they controlled it, they won, they controlled the kickouts, they controlled the play. And when we do that, obviously we have so many players who can break the line. And I suppose today, Donegal themselves are probably a bit surprised how easily they broke them lines, got inside, and won this game at a canter.
They certainly won it at a canter, and a big part of that was the three goals in a 2.5 minute period. And there were three strikes that were taken very, very well by Conor O'Donnell, Michael Murphy, and Caelan McGonigal. Now, probably he may have been thinking about going for the point and just nicked in under the crossbar. But listen, they were three big, massive scores that ripped Kerry apart at that stage of the game.
Yeah, if I was Caelan, I would just say I meant that. That was a chip over the top. But do you know the big one in that for me was the Murphy goal? As I say, when you're going through, if you have a man to your left and you don't square that and you miss it, but when you have someone that is Murphy's assurity of putting that into the corner, and listen, we were talking again, we've had a lot of discussions about this, about the amount of goal opportunities that will be missed, you know, particularly with a lot of teams out there creating oceans of chances, missing so many of them. Conor Donald's, Michael Murphy's strike were top drawer finishes. They had control, they had power, and there's only certain players can execute that type of a finish, and we have two of the masters of it in our team.
Yeah, just watching the big screen here, our joint captains Michael Langan and Shane O'Donnell are up with the hook. They're on Jarlath Burns, and they will receive the Division 1 Winners Trophy in just a few moments' time. Michael Langan giving the thumbs up there down to the crowd who have worked their way over through the Hogan stand here for the presentation. Just on Michael Langan, listen, he's a top drawer player, so he is. He's kicking 2-pointers for fun, but he's a huge, huge part of this unit, so he is, Brendan.
Yeah, listen, Langan, in those early stages, Austin, talk about setting the tone for it. Like, as I said to you, when he swings around in that middle zone just outside the arc, it actually is a very straightforward kick for him. Now, it's the same kick as most people would have on in a bit in the D, where they turn and they loop the ball over the bar. He can do that from the edge of the arc, and that's why he's so devastating. And again, going back to what we were saying about all the points that we had that were hanging over us from Kerry, we've righted all of them, including, as I say, the 2-point kicks, and Langan can do that as his ease. We didn't need to do it in the second half because we were cutting through Kerry that easily. But in the first half, when they had a bit of a defensive shape, and Langan was able to turn, get that space, and give us that wee bit of a platform, and he kicked off the match brilliantly. And it's great to see that the two lads up, brilliant two new captains, young lads, the new leaders of Donegal set up there, and up to Jarlath. Me and Jarlath are back buddies again. We're texting this morning, so.
Yeah, listen, you were part of the team that lifted the last league title in 2007. Listen, lifting silverware, no matter what it is, Jim McGuinness has never won this before, so it's another addition to his role of honour and things that he has achieved. this is an important one, getting silverware. Lifting a cup like this for a group of players is hugely important, as we see Michael Lang and Shane O'Donnell now.
Don't like a bit, Ash, we just said that yesterday we've seen two out-and-out favourites. I mean, down in Carlow, we're supposed to ride roughshod over Longford and Wexford. That didn't happen, and they were both put up to them by the two teams. You've seen then a great game today of Meath and Cork putting it on the line. Now, you've seen today with Donegal. Donegal actually showed really big respect for this title to come to Croke Park and win it. Kerry have came and didn't turn up at all. So all the teams have come to one here, it looked like, except for Kerry. Everybody did their jobs, and we've had a couple of great games this weekend. Thoroughly enjoyed them. Two extra times, yeah. Meath and Cork at a ding-dong, and Donegal came today and played some brilliant football. We can't take that away from our lads. So I think in many ways everybody today is really outside of Kerry have shown massive respect to these titles.
Shane O'Donnell is just currently addressing the Donegal supporters who have remained here in Croke Park for the presentation. But the next step now is the championship, Bren. This is a nice way to go into the Ulster Championship with a league title under your belt.
Yeah, league title under your belt, Ashton, and missing still a good few players, lads, to come back in to get ready for the Down match. Of course, Down again, you know, it hammered Wexford earlier on in the league. Always a dangerous thing, and a lot of people are basing us beating them on the fact that Wexford almost beat Down, and I'm like, right, every game Ashton has, you've got to take it in its own pretenses. You've got to maybe look at the Down team from last year. They played so well in the group stages of the championship and put it up to all the top teams. Listen, they're coming now. No one will be talking about them, and it'll be a good way, actually. When we met Conor Lafferty before the game, we had a good talk there. It's a good way for them to approach the championship now, because people think that Donegal is just going to destroy them. Now, obviously, we'll be massive favourites, Ashton, but Down played all right against us, remember, last year in Clonus. They gave us a game for the majority of it. We pulled away late on, so they'll be coming in a good way. But what we've seen today, Ashton, we have so many players who can destroy the opposition. We have them all over the field, and I think that's a big worry for Dave.
Okay, listen, Brendan, many thanks for your contribution today. Brendan Devaney, of course, on co-commentary. Thanks to Gary McDade as well, who joined us today up here. Gary will be a guest on the DL debate with Brendan Devaney tomorrow night, alongside another former Donegal great, as in Kevin Cassidy. So they'll have an interesting talk tomorrow night on the DL debate as they recap this fantastic performance by Donegal, who have taken just a second ever Division 1 league title. Shane O'Donnell continues to address the Donegal faithful here in Croke Park, and he says, up Donegal, they're going to take the league trophy back with them to the hills tonight, and they're going to enjoy it, and then it's full on preparation for the championship. We're going to try and get a bit of reaction to this victory. We'll probably not get it on air by 6 o'clock, but it will be available, of course, online on our website on highlandradio.com, as Donegal are league champions on a final scoreline today, beating the Kingdom of Kerry. It finished 320 to 210.